100.9 The Train and the Morning Express with Rock and Randall. Want to know what should you have been fired for at 216-505-1009. Here's the SOS band on 100.9 The Train. 100.9 The Train, Soft Cell, and another 30 minutes of continuous classic hits commercial-free. It's our maximum music guarantee. And the Morning Express with Rock and Randall, powered by Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Chance of rain to continue today with a high near 66. And this morning, we're talking about what should you have been fired for, but probably weren't. 216-505-1009 for the Morning Express hotline. We're talking about Frank Swanson getting fired from Walmart and the public outrage that has come out as a result of that. And wanted to know what you should have been fired for. And you can tell us also at facebook.com/KHOM The Train. Hi there, Morning Express. What should you have been fired for?
Well, me and my buddies, we started off, we were just playing football with chickens. I worked...
Okay, wait a minute. I got to picture this. That pass went a little long earlier. Well, that's because it flew away.
It started out playing football with the chicken, and then it turned into dodgeball.
Well, of course it did. I mean, that's a natural progression of things.
And our quality control, as soon as they see that, they write you up.
I can't imagine why.
I can't imagine why either. As soon as the quality control seen it, they got in on it, started playing with it.
Chicken dodgeball. That's got to be the funniest thing I've heard all day long.
Whenever you work 4 p.m. to 2 o'clock in the morning, you got to do something to keep entertained, and that's what we
do. That something is chicken football and chicken dodgeball.
Chicken football and chicken dodgeball.
I think we have found our new national sport. I don't know what kind of protective gear you wear for that game, but I'm into it. All right, what about you? What should you have been fired for but weren't?
I worked for a company, and I used to take large deposits to the bank every day.
Uh-huh.
And I took a deposit to the bank, and the girl at the bank counted it out, and it was $100 long. And instead of giving the whole deposit back to me and me taking it back to work, she just stuck the $100 in the bag, and I kept it.
That's called embezzlement.
Yes.
You're an embezzler.
Yes, I am.
Thanks for your call, hon. All right, what about you? What should you have been fired for? Hi there, Morning Express.
I fell asleep on the toilet and my supervisor found me. I didn't get fired. I was going pee and I fell asleep on the toilet and a supervisor caught me because I was snoring.
I once fell asleep, no kidding, right in the middle of a weather forecast. The guy had to bump me and wake me up and I didn't even know where I was when I woke up.
Nice.
Yeah. I've fallen asleep on the toilet here too, waiting for someone to bring me some toilet paper. All right, you tell us. What should you have been fired for? Facebook.com/KHOM The Train, and we'll check the KY3 Storm Team forecast with Brandon Beck on 100.9 The Train.
Join
100.9 The Train, Robbie Dupree, and the Morning Express with Rock and Randall, powered by Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and there. Chance of rain to continue today with a high near 66. Well, in case you hadn't heard, Walmart fired Frank Swanson. If you don't know who he is, he's the sweet guy that used to give everybody hugs down there. I guess that's over now. Frank's family, some of them are saying that he was fired because he gave people hugs and because he price matched certain items. Walmart, in a statement to KY3, is saying that they fired him because he didn't correctly charge customers what he should have. For whatever reason, a lot of people are outraged over him being fired. If you go to facebook.com/KHOM The Train, we've got a link there to the Hugs for Frank page. A bunch of people are planning to meet at Walmart on Saturday in protest at 9 a.m. Do you want all the details? You can get it right there. But that got us thinking, you know, probably at one point or another, most of us should have been fired for something. And what should you have been fired for? 216-505-1009 for the Morning Express hotline to tell us what you should have been fired for, or at facebook.com/KHOM The Train. Hi there, Morning Express. What should you have been fired for?
Well, we had a Christmas party a few years back.
Oh, boy.
And there was about 50 people there, women and men included.
Uh-huh.
And they give me a Christmas present of a pink teddy.
A pink teddy. Oh, let me guess.
Somebody said put it on.
I knew it.
I stripped down naked and I put this pink teddy on.
Oh, my gosh. Let me guess. Was there a little alcohol involved here?
A tad.
So you modeled the pink teddy and your boss thought it was hilarious, didn't he?
Until Monday morning.
Yeah, there were pictures taken, weren't there?
I think so.
You know what? We would be very interested in seeing those pictures.
I don't think I'm going to go with them.
All right, what about you? What should you have been fired for? Hi there, Morning Express.
So I worked at a hotel. I used to let people stay for free.
Right on. Well, if you ever decide to work at a hotel again, you and I got to talk.
That's right.
Yeah, you just call up Rock and Randall because I would love to stay for free.
Awesome. I'll give you guys a call if that happens again.
That's better than kayak.com or whatever that site is.
Yes, I can get better deals than they can.
What about you? What should you have been fired for? Hi there, Morning Express.
I was working at Tyson's. I was a live hanger.
What's a live hanger? He asks with much trepidation.
A live hanger is a person who pulls the live chickens off the belt, hangs them on the hooks, and sends them to the kill room.
Oh, boy, right on.
Okay.
So you were one of these, right?
Yes. My boss was saying, hey, you need to hurry up. I'm like, well, can you back up so I can hurry up? He's like, no. I turn around, squeeze a chicken right in his face.
What happens when you squish a chicken?
Well, needless to say, it cannot hold its bowel movement.
God, that's it, gross. And they didn't fire you.
He laughed. He's like, okay, I get it. I understand. I'm leaving you alone.
You don't have to squirt me twice with chicken poop to get the message. Well, you know what? Now that I think about it, you might have to squirt me twice. All right, we got another 30 minutes of continuous classic hits commercial free with our maximum music guarantee. I've got the Eagles, Gloria Gaynor, and Rare Earth that's going to kick it off on 100.9 The Train. 100.9 The Train and the greatest hit tracks of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. We're inside 30 minutes of continuous classic hits commercial free. I've got the Hollies, Donna Summer, and Blue Oyster Cult in the next 15 minutes. But right now, it's the Eagles in the long run on 100.9 The Train. 100.9 The Train, Dream Academy, and the Morning Express with Rock and Randall, powered by Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and there. Sunshine and windy today with a high near 71. Later this morning, during the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about what's the weirdest thing you ever found in your car. Not how it got in there. We don't care about that. Just want to know what it was. The weird thing that you found in your car at 216-505-1009 for the Morning Express hotline or at facebook.com/KHOM The Train. Now, we all know Gwyneth Paltrow's deep commitment to alternative beautifying, right? You've all heard about that. Well, I knew you ladies would want to know that the actress has now spoken about her affection for apitherapy. That's an anti-aging treatment where bees sting your face. I'm not kidding. She says, I've been stung by bees. She admitted to the New York Times. It's a thousands of years old treatment called apitherapy. Here's an audio clip of Gwyneth Paltrow receiving apitherapy from the bees.
What is it? Oh, no, not the bees. Ah! Oh, they're in my eyes.
Ah! Yep. Sure sounds like it's working, doesn't it? She says people use it to get rid of inflammation and scarring. Anybody else wondering how bee stings get rid of inflammation? She says it's actually pretty incredible if you research it, but man, it's painful. I mean, sure, you could probably apply the active chemical to your face with a cotton ball, but where's the fun in that? Multiple bee stings. This could explain what happened to her brain. That dude from Coldplay, he got out of there just in time, didn't he? Yeah, remember when Angelina Jolie used to be the wacko female celebrity? Well, we got another 30 minutes of continuous classic hits commercial free with our maximum music guarantee. Be free with Hall & Oates, Grand Funk Railroad, and Laura Branigan on 100.9 The Train.